Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. And today, Danny, we're talking about something that you had the privilege of seeing, which was a very exclusive opportunity.
Yes. So last week, Amazon Studios and also Amazon Games invited me to go to the actual venue of Amazon Studios. Never been there before, by the way. Never been there before. But I have worked with them in the past, with Fallout and all that stuff, the Fallout TV series. Back in December, they announced a new, back in Summer Game Fest, they announced a new TV series that's called Secret Levels. And this one, the episode I got to see, it was only one, it was called the New World Internum episode. So that one takes place. Also, deal with the similar with the game, the RPG game, and this is the only online RPG based story, like a episode that is coming out part of the series. So, I know I sent you a list of other games that's going to be part of it too. Like I know there's Pac-Man, there's Warhammer, Unreal, and this one I believe is the only one that it's has a lot of humor, also action pack in there too. And it takes place during the time of the actual game that just came out recently now for Xbox, PlayStation 5, and PC. But it was really, really good. I can't mention the name of the cast as part of this this episode, but I think people are going to be very, very surprised. I think the writers, the cast, everybody did a phenomenal, phenomenal job with this story. And I enjoyed it. It was really, really cool. I got to meet also the writers, one of the developers of the game, of New World, and the other two is from Blur. They were ones that worked on the rest of the series. And I know Blur is a very well-known company. They've been doing animation cinematics for, since the 90s and stuff. So, yeah, it was good. It was good. I had a amazing time. And I know people are probably going to be asking, wait, so what's this New World...
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe you could give some information about what the game is.
Yeah. So the game is about, there's a mysterious island where there is no death. So you die, you come back, you die, you come back. So how the writers are going to flip that and make it into a story. And they did a pretty good job breaking it down. It got me even more curious about the game. So in this one, it's about second chances, giving you second chances, and also about friendship. So there's one of the main characters of the game. He discovered this island, and he thinks he's the hot shot. You know, he's always people are always obeying him. They're scared of him and all that stuff. He's always winning battles and everything. But going to this area, he discovered that he's not the hot shot. And from there on, you know, he's gonna die a lot of times. But then he's gonna learn more about himself and also learn about people that are surrounding him, friendship. So they did a pretty good job with breaking it down and everything. And it was funny. I was cracking up the whole time.
See, that's interesting to hear. Yeah. I would like to hear you talk more about the tone and, you know, everything, because we've seen a lot of adaptations from games into animated features, TV shows, and movies, and they all kind of have different degrees of success in adapting it. But from what I understand, the game being, you know, a massively multiplayer online RPG doesn't have a very distinct comedic tone, but the show does.
The show does, yeah. And I think that's smart, because this will help to bring a lot of the new folks that never even heard of the game. You know, New World, if you think about it, it's not a well-known game unless
it came out in 2021.
Yeah, 2021.
And was nominated for Best Multiplayer Game for the Game Awards that year. So
yeah,
some folks might remember it if that is your genre, if you playing those types of games. But for a lot of people, they might have missed it.
Yeah, I'm talking about more of the casual folks, because remember, this is going to be on Prime Video, so there's going to be a lot of people that might have heard of a game like Pac-Man or Mega Man, but they've never heard of New World.
Right.
And I think this helps to get people more curious about the game, and they will go and maybe buy it. So I think that's the main reason why Amazon Games and Amazon Studio invited a very small group of people. I think there was 10 10 people or less.
Yeah, very they got exclusive. To see this.
Very, very exclusive. And it was really cool. Got love the venue, by the way. The venue is phenomenal. So we went to a theater. And this is more for Amazon Studios and Amazon Music. This is like their building.
Oh, so it was a theater on the Amazon campus, yeah, specifically. Campus. Mm-hmm. Were you allowed to take any pictures? Can you share with
I should have. Because the thing is, I have one picture that I could show you. Let me.
If you're listening on podcast services, be sure to go over and check out Danny Ariano on YouTube to see Danny's photos here.
Yeah. So this is one of the pictures I took from inside. From inside. I was about to leave. I was getting in my car. And I should have taken pictures inside of the theater. I wasn't sure I wasn't allowed. I just didn't want to be disrespectful.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so I left it like that. But yeah, it was cool. This is the image also of the actual series where you see Pac-Man. This is from New World. I believe this is Warhammer. I don't know what these three. I don't know which are these right here, these three. But I'm very curious, especially about Pac-Man. That was one of my first games, actually, that I played.
Yeah, back well, in a little bit, we'll talk about what we think of all the other lists. But I'd love to hear more about what the experience was like.
Yeah, and then just that. And also, we watched the episode. I believe this is like 15 minutes long, between 15 and 20 minutes. And then at the end, we had a Q&A with the writers of the show, of the episode, and also one of the developers, like I said, from the studio that worked on New World. And overall, it was cool. We asked a lot of questions about the cast, like how they managed to get so many people involved with all these different episodes, like how a lot of the gaming companies gave you the okay to work on the others. We'll talk more about that later. So many licenses, because it gets very competitive, with your IPs and all that stuff. But of course, this one was easy because this is the Amazon Games IP, so it was a lot easier for the writers to get the green light from Amazon to make an episode on this, man. So yeah, it's I was laughing the whole time. It was super great. The vibe, it reminded me of kind of like comedy, like Pixar, Incredibles, but
oh wow, that's incredibly good comedy.
Yeah, it was really good, but bloodier. It's not a family friendly. Yeah, it gets very, very bloody. Yeah,
not family friendly. Good,
not
to
friendly from no at all. Not this one.
Not
no.
Showing it to the Violet. Got it.
No, not this one. I don't know about the other ones, and I think reading the blog post that one of the writers, and also he mentioned this on during the Q&A. That they needed to add some humor out of this, if imagine having the whole series just dark and everything is the same. I feel like it's going to be the same thing over and over. Okay, here comes another dark story, but I think adding some humor helped to make the story even more interesting and more like, oh, I need to know more about the character. I even asked the developer and the writers, like, wait a minute, can I find that location in the game? And they were like, yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs and stuff that you could also find while you're playing the game. And I think that's smart, because even when playing and watching Fallout, the TV series, it's the same thing. Like, it will get you very curious about the lore, about the story, and it will make you go back and play the games. I remember right after we finished watching Fallout, like I started playing Fallout 76.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Fallout 4. And I think this is going to happen the same thing with New World. I think, I don't know, this is the first episode. This is just an episode about New World. That's the only thing that I know.
So a question I have for you, did any of the folks in the panel, writers, developers, talk about the name, like where the name Secret Level comes from, and if that's any significance for the stories? Like what is the through line for all of these very different properties?
That's a great question. We didn't ask that, where the secret level.
That would have been my question.
That would have been a great question to ask. Yeah. Hopefully I could get an opportunity to sit down with the writers, because I had so many questions. I felt like I was taking over the conversation. So I'm like,
you're pretty well seasoned as an interviewer, so that makes sense. When you think about properties like I'm thinking about Animatrix, for instance, or like different things like that, there's always some connecting idea or storyline, right? Mm-hmm. That gives you a reason for putting all these together, like Love, Sex, and Robots, and think Love, Death, and Robots, or mm-hmm. things like that. So I'm curious what the through line is for Secret Level. So yeah, maybe you'll get an opportunity to talk to them again. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be a great conversation to talk about with them. And honestly, I felt like everybody that was there really, really enjoyed watching this episode. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had a lot of questions about other episodes. But PR that was there were like, look, let's focus on New World. Let's focus on this. And I'm like, I get it.
So they didn't want to talk about the other ones yet? Okay.
The writers wanted to. Like, they were mentioning a lot about Pac-Man, about Warhammer, mm-hmm. Unreal. You know, because they were also comparing how they came up with the idea of the story, you know, because we were asking a lot, I remember at the end, everybody was like, I was not expecting this episode to be like this, a lot of humor and also action in there. Like, nobody was expecting that we all mm-hmm. thought it was going to be, oh, it's an RPG. It's probably going to be like one of those fantasy, very slow story.
Slow, dark, and very dramatic.
And it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
That's refreshing. You know, mm-hmm. I appreciate that because I know I've been on a rom-com binge tear lately. Like, mm-hmm. I just watched the entirety of Heartstopper because I got curious about Joe Locke, the actor from Agatha, all along, since we're watching that. And then yeah. I also watched Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Adam Brody, just very popular in my news feed. And I've been wanting like some more lighthearted content lately, and I am mm-hmm. really happy to hear that it's not full on, you know, dark end of the world apocalypse or full on dark fantasy, you know, everything is super dramatic and high stakes, because that can get kind of exhausting after a while. Like, I understand people really like, you know, your Lord of the Rings is your Game of Thrones is and things like that. But I appreciate when a fantasy can be a little bit more like the Dungeons and Dragons movie, where it's fun. Like, you're allowed to have fun. It doesn't always have to be dark and dramatic.
Oh, don't get me wrong. There is some dark.
Well, I mean, you did say it's very gory.
But it's gory, but it's it's also funny. Very, very funny. You know,
which is very possible to do.
Yeah.
Shout out to Zombieland for making like the zombie genre very funny.
Yeah. I have to say that they did a very great job on casting the right people for this. And again, I can't talk about who's.
We'll hear about the cast soon enough.
Soon enough that we'll hear more about it. But yeah, it was just just a great job getting that getting the right folks on this, because honestly, when you see it, this person is the highlight of the series of this episode. Like,
it
wow,
steals the show. Kind
it
of.
Steals the show. Yeah, like it's, and I hope it's like that with every other episode we get to see from the series. You know, I'm very curious who is the person that's going to be cast for Pac-Man or Mega Man or, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons. Like, these are very iconic IPs, mm-hmm. and they Blur has to be very careful on selecting the people that are going to be playing these characters, because, yo, I feel like first impression is going to get a lot of attention from a lot of people. If it's not good, then, but I think watching this episode, I have a feeling that the rest of the series is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be really, really good. You know.
So do we know if this is like all animated, some live action? Like, is there any detail?
It's all animated, but I believe a lot of them going to have different type of styles of animation. Okay. So if you get to see the trailer, the trailer of Secret Level, you'll see that it has a lot of different types of animation. So, like, for example, you know, you might see Warhammer, right? But if you see Sifu looks a little bit different than Warhammer, you know? So
Warhammer being like a full rendered 3D environment mm-hmm. game, and Sifu being more like a side-scrolling, hand-drawn animation.
But if you think about it, it relates to the game, like the
looks. That's what I'm describing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we're going to see a lot of different type of animations once all the episodes comes out. Now, my theory, and this is something where Amazon did the same thing for Fallout, I believe they're going to release everything at the same time.
Oh, man, see.
But I tell you why this, and it worked. This formula worked for Amazon multiple times, you know. And
not with Fallout, as well as it could have.
No, with Fallout, it worked big time.
We've talked about this, that it robbed people of the chance to have conversations about it.
Yes, but here's the thing. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking about this. Let's release, and look, as a marketing person, think about this too. Let's release everything at the same time, so people are going to binge that. And Netflix are well known to do this, and the ratings go through the roof. That in the second season, now it's going to be weekly, because now people are excited. They will go back to the first season, binge it again for the new folks, right? Or for the folks that already watch it. Or new folks will start from season one, and then slowly every week, season two. And this is going to help the series to be on top of the charts, because at the end of the day, it's all about ratings, and it gives great press for not only Amazon, but also the people that worked on all these projects, you know? So I think that's the reason why we get to see that. Sometimes you see a company like Disney, you know, with Disney Plus, they'll release a series. But if you notice, sometimes the series doesn't end up in the top 10 because they're releasing this weekly. So sometimes towards the end of the season, you might see them the ratings have a boost because now more people are binging it, you know.
Well, the problem is that those charts, not the problem, but the thing to remember about those charts is that they count watch time. They're not counting ratings or the number of people who saw it or searched for it or who scrolled past it and ended up clicking through. It's not indicating how interested people are. It's indicating how many hours people have watched. And if there's only an hour available that's new every week, it will be lower than something that binge drops and everybody watches 8 hours at once. Mm-hmm. So those ratings are not necessarily skewed, but you do have to remember what they're actually showing you. They're not showing you how good something was or how much people enjoyed it. It's showing you how many hours of it people watched, which is heavily influenced by the release strategy, which is why a lot of times streamer companies choose to binge drop things or to drop a few episodes at a time. We see that a lot with Netflix shows like The Circle, or they'll do something like what Disney has been doing lately, where they'll drop a few at the beginning and then drop them weekly afterwards, a few in the beginning just to boost the conversation and the ratings there, and then have episodes come out one at a time afterwards to get people, again, having the conversation, talking about it, bringing it a little bit more engagement. And there is no perfect model for anything, for everything. I understand that. But I, for one, was very disappointed that the Fallout TV show dropped all at once, because it really did cut the conversation so short when there is so much to talk about in that series. It was so well done. I sincerely hope they spread it out next time.
They will.
But something that we've actually been noticing, and this is kind of like a testament to us watching shows like The Circle, shows like Big Brother that have a lot of content. Love Island USA is another one. Every week, is that if it's something that comes out weekly, you almost have to do one at a time. If you do more than one at a time weekly, it starts to feel like everybody has homework. And if you haven't done the homework, you're not as incentivized to watch the next drop, right? So let's say The Circle, for example, once again, there's three episodes to watch and you get a week to do it. And if you haven't figured it out, fit it in to your schedule, then the next three drops and you feel like, oh, well, I'm behind. So let me just wait and do it all at once at the end. And then you have a lot of people dropping out of that weekly watch cycle, versus if you had done just one a week, it's a lot easier for people to schedule around that and to make it part of their life. And then they're excited for the next drop. They're not feeling like it's dreaded homework to complete in order to have the ability to be in the conversation for the next one. And all of this is about conversation. All of this is about engagement, because as we know, word of mouth is still the number one strongest marketing tool. And if people aren't talking about something, they're less likely to engage with it and pass it on to other people. So it's all a very complicated game that they have to play, and I understand you just have to choose a lane sometimes. But I, for one, really like when we're able to have a bit more time to have a conversation about something and a bit more time to consume it. Because like, if you miss something at the beginning, it is really hard to appreciate it the same way when there's no one to talk to about it. They've all moved past it, you know?
Yeah, and I get it. You know, it's the TV, the way how we consume TV and even
it's tough movies these days. Now, I get it.
It's very, very different, and the industry has been changing. So I get why Amazon and other companies have been doing this, just experimenting what works, what doesn't work. You know, so yeah. I think the next season we are going to see a weekly type release. You know, but in the first season, I just don't see it. Again, Amazon didn't announce anything while we were there about it. This is more of us guessing, and I'm going based on how the Amazon managed to release The Boys season one, Fallout season one, and potentially it might be the same for this one too. So there's all
The Boys season one was all at once.
Yeah, all at once. But then after that, it was weekly.
Mm-hmm. Weekly. They may have figured out a formula with that, and you know, I would love to see all of these things succeed, right? Because ultimately, I want more art in the world. But
yeah, of course, we only have a couple more minutes because I have a couple things to do in a few.
So Danny has to go, but before we do, we want to talk about some of the other things that are coming up in this Secret Level project that we're excited about. So just a quick 5 minutes on that. I'll go ahead and read the list out. So we've mentioned a few of these already, but we have coming to Secret Level: Pac-Man, Warhammer 40K, Concord, rest in peace, Mega Man, Unreal Tournament, New World, Aeternum, as Danny's Eternum. Already talked about, Armored Core, Spelunky, which is a big highlight for me, Honor of Kings, Sifu, Dungeons and Dragons, which we've seen adapted in a couple different ways already, The Outer Worlds, Crossfire, Exodus, and a smattering of PlayStation games and characters. So, Danny, I'd love to know of this list, what are one or two that you're really excited about, and what do you hope to see?
100%. I'll give you my top three.
Okay, top three.
My number one, Pac-Man, because, again, that was my first game that I played at home, video game at home. So, very curious to see how that's going to work. Mega Man is my number two.
Same reasons?
Mega Man, because not the same reasons. It's more of I always been curious about the Mega Man story, so I'm wondering how the lore. I'm wondering how's that gonna work, and also The Outer Worlds. I love that game. I finished it like multiple times on Xbox, PC, and also Nintendo Switch.
Jeez, dedicated. Yeah,
I love Outer Worlds, so I'm just curious to see how that's going to work out and everything. But everything else, I'm just curious. I know they're going to have like great stories, great animation. It's going to be a great series overall to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For me, I have a similar top three. I would say Pac-Man is number one. For me, I am so curious about what story they're gonna tell, like what the style is gonna be, because we've seen some of the footage in the trailer. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead and take a look at that. But it's like post-apocalyptic version of this world, and everything is very shiny and you know, moody with the lighting and stuff, and Pac-Man has an eyeball inside of his mouth, and it's just it almost looks like a ghost from Destiny floating next to this character who's walking through this world, and it just looks so different from the Pac-Man game, where I'm like, where on Earth or where on any planet are they going with this? So really excited about that. I'm really excited to see what they do with Mega Man as well. I know there's a lot of lore out there about it, and I would love to see like little you know, nods to the audience like they tend to do, where like maybe they mention Rockman or something, which was Mega Man's original title. You know, stuff like that. Like, I want to know how much honor they're going to give to the original games and the lore and everything there. And the other one for me is Dungeons and Dragons. Like, we've seen so many adaptations of this style of game or this style of storytelling, whether it's in video games or in stuff like Stranger Things. And it's definitely having a moment, I would say, in pop culture, where there are a lot of Dungeons and Dragons games that people are streaming or recording and animating and doing all kinds of things with, which is really cool because it's really just storytelling with your friends. And I'd love to see what a bunch of writers came up with for it. Because
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, it's got a lot. There's so much to play with. Like, it's basically a world of lore that you can do anything you want with.
Yeah, and that's true. I think more than any other game, too.
Yeah, like, it's so flexible. There's so many different stories you can tell and adventures you can have. So those are the ones that I'm most excited about. I will say a little shout out to Sifu and Spelunky, because those are really, really interesting stories already, and I would love to see like how they expand it and like what more they think they can bring to them. But honestly, this is a really good list of properties. Like I have no idea what they're doing with Crossfire.
Yeah, so that's, but here's the thing.
Curious,
I'll tell you one more thing before we wrap it up. I think New World, I was not
expecting it.
I wasn't even thinking about it and nothing. I was like, oh yeah, watch it. So we have to watch it. But I fell in love with this episode. Like it was so good. You know,
wouldn't that be funny if like the one that you had the least expectations for is the one that like, ends up being your favorite?
Yo, it surprised me. I mean, let's see how the other ones were, but yo, this one was really good. This one was really good. It was very surprising. Very cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, take us home, Danny, because you got to run. Yeah. And this is a bit of a shorter one this week, but we have a plan for some childcare support and different things that we're setting up so we can be more consistent and give you more action-packed episodes in the future. And please let us know what you want to hear from us about.
Yeah, definitely. And guys, please make sure to go right now on YouTube, to our YouTube channel, and give us a like. And also subscribe to the channel. It will help us out a lot. And if you get the chance, you love this episode, love the conversation of just our podcast in general, make sure to also share it to your friends, you know, family. Let's keep the conversation going. And also post in the comments. We love to interact. Rhea and I will go there, always check.
Yeah, give us more comments. Talk to us.
Yeah. So, and if you listen to the podcast version, audio version, of course, make sure to subscribe, share that content on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and every other podcast app out there, man. So support whenever you get the chance. And I think we're ready. Until next time, everyone, we're out. Take care. Bye.